We'll turn now from immigration to comedy. Bear with me here. The two actually have quite a history together in the Bay Area. Here's a little story. Back in 1980, when comedian Jose Simon heard that the San Francisco Chronicle agreed to sponsor a free event he founded called Comedy Day in Golden Gate Park, he told the editors that it was the second happiest day of his life. One of the editors asked what the happiest day was, and Simon replied, "The day my brother Juanito joined the Border Patrol." This weekend, you can catch more than 40 comedians doing their thing in Golden Gate Park for the 33rd annual Comedy Day. It's a free event this Sunday from noon to 5. Debbie Durst runs the show, and she's been part of each one of them from the start. She joined comedians Diane Amos and Marga Gomez in studio with KLW's Ben Trefney to talk about Comedy Day. He started with a question for Marga.
So it says on your website that you are high energy, proudly Latino, openly gay, slightly dorky, and tragically sexy. Wow. Tell me about one aspect of yourself.
Which was the Latina? Was I proud Latina or was I tragic Latina? Or
slightly Latina?
Slightly Latina?
Oh, no, it's proudly.
Proudly Latina.
Proudly slightly
Latina.
Dorky.
I represent not just Latinos, but a certain minority of Latinos who can't speak Spanish. So that's my community. There's five of us. Can't speak Spanish, can't dance salsa, but still I try to keep the stereotype alive of Latinos are the best lovers in the world. Yeah. It's a fetish, but it's gotten me places. It's gotten me places. I have great sexual confidence, you know. Not with Latinos, but anyone who's not.
Anybody who's heard that about Latinos.
Here I am, you lucky you. Have you ever been with a Latina before? That's what I love about... I grew up in New York, but I left New York by the request of New Yorkers because I was too slow. I was creating a bottleneck. So I live in Noe Valley now. That's kind of where I went. I don't know, it's sort of a... People are very spiritual, but they're wealthy. It's yuppie Tibet. And I love the mix of cultures here in San Francisco. I mean, some of the cultures are being pushed out, of course. But what I found when I, you know, was living here in the 80s was just great. You know, it wasn't about being gay or straight. It was about if you're a top or a bottom. And I think that's what people really need to focus on.
Do we need to bleep that part?
By the time you do, it'll be out in the air.
Straights are tops and bottoms too. Yeah, so don't worry about it.
I can't believe innuendo.
Yeah. All right, well, that's Marga Gomez, and she's going to be part of the 33rd Annual Comedy Day in Golden Gate Park on Sunday, September 15th from noon to 5 p.m. And she's going to be part of it as well as Debbie Durst and Diane Amos. And Diane Amos, you have actually raised kids in San Francisco.
Oh, yes.
Well, something that, you know, has helped you live here is your affinity for cleaning products.
Oh, yes.
Segue.
I think for that, you know, we actually have a clip.
Oh, do you?
I'd love to play because a lot of people might actually know you from the television.
This is true.
Now, don't they look beautiful all lined up together like this, all sparkly and bright, but with so many wonderful scents? Do you ever find yourself asking, how do I choose from all these powerful varieties of Pine Sol? Well, you don't have to choose at all. I use Lavender Clean in my bathroom, my sanctuary, the one with the big tub and the door that locks. Now, Lemon Fresh, I use right here in the kitchen because I make a mean garlic burger, but it doesn't have to smell like that 24/7. Sparkling Wave, the kids' bathroom. Yeah. Outdoor Fresh, I use this one on my gorgeous hardwood floors. Garden Fresh, out on the patio. I love bringing those scents inside. Now, Original Pine Sol, I save for the tough, greasy stains, like the kind my man brings in when he's tinkering in the garage. He's good with his hands. As a matter of fact, I think I'll have him build me a cabinet with glass doors all backlit so I can line these beauties up and their jewel tones can bounce off my cheekbones just so. Okay, that's just me. You can use Pine Sol any way that you want. That is the power of Pine Sol, baby.
Wow. Now, that's actually a spot. That's on the internet. It's not actually on a commercial, but yeah.
Well,
you have to bleep that? Because I heard some sexy talk in there.
Yeah. People with good hands and everything.
Well, I want to know, Diana, how do you really feel about Pine Sol?
Are you serious? I love that stuff. You want a coupon? I'll give you a coupon before I leave. You and the technicians. No, it's one of those products. Seriously, I mean, my grandma, if she knew that I was a Pine Sol, she'd be like, oh, baby, you did good. That's all Sherry is, you know, it's Pine Sol. So it's got a big history, real big history in the black community for sure, black and brown community, absolutely, that, you know, they basically feel like they look at me on TV and they believe that I mop. I'm sure that's the key to my success. They believe, oh, that woman be cleaning something. This is my 20-year anniversary. So,
nice. Hey. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're proud of you. And it's like so much fun, like hanging out with Diane when she gets recognized.
Yeah.
Other times it's not that much fun, but only when she gets.
Well, Debbie, if you could sell a product, if you could be the, you know, the person for a product for 20 years, what do you think that would be?
People off. People go away.
People go away spray.
Yes.
Okay. How to make that
like
a spray.
Mace.
Yeah, kind of like that, yeah. Because, you know, me and people, not really. George Carlin had this great line. He says, you know, I love people except when they get into groups of two or more.
Okay. Despite that, you are the person who runs Comedy Day, which brings all these people together.
Yes, yes. Well, I derive joy seeing the joy of others. Mm-hmm. It is just a big hassle to put everything together. But then you see, it's like my family, you know. Everybody's together for one day in broad daylight, and they're almost awake, and they're drinking beer and doing what comics should do. And it's just a nice, big, fun day for people to come and hang out.